Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, today we're going to take a little detour and talk about something that is really important. We've done this before and have been pretty accurate. So what are we talking about today?
Well, we want to take a look at the post-pandemic economic outlook and forecast for our target audience, which is working class people. And what some of the things they should look out for, what should be doing right now, and those kind of things. Because things have changed, right? And as people become more and more comfortable, they'll be out more, they'll be spending more. So here's what we want to let people be aware of. Be aware of oncoming inflation. Because there's so much money in the economy now and more coming, prices will go up. And that will cause inflationary pressure. And because people have more money in their pockets, they're actually willing to spend on higher prices, right?
Right.
It's something they want. The next thing is, this will be a period of low unemployment. We're already hearing jobs are going unfilled.
Yeah.
So supposedly there are a lot of jobs out here. And once again, as the economy heats up, that creates demand, retailers and other suppliers, vendors, etc., have to put on more people. So it's a period of low unemployment. Now, what that means when there's low unemployment is higher wages, because that's how employers compete, right? Already,
right.
We're seeing people that are offering $15 an hour or more.
And signing bonuses.
Exactly. So wages will be higher. The other thing is, for working class people, this will be a period of lower or steady taxes. So your tax burden, federally now, I don't know what the state and the municipalities are going to do, but at least from a federal standpoint, if you make less than $400,000 a year, you're not going to see a tax increase, and your taxes may go down.
Wow.
Another important thing is, starting July 15th, the child tax credit actually kicks in.
Yes.
Now, once again, we've talked about this before. This money will appear in your bank account on the 15th of every month. This is not a year-end tax credit where you've got to file your income tax in order to get something. You're going to see real money, anywhere between $250 to $300 per child, depending on the age, that's going to show up in your bank account at least through July through September and possibly longer. So
I love it.
That's real money. It's going to take a lot of people out of the struggling mode. And once again, we talked about this in detail, and I encourage people to go back and look to it. But use the money strategically. Yes, you have immediate needs and things you've been postponing. Get that, understand that, spend that money wisely, but also try to be strategic with it and use it to build toward the future.
Yeah.
Now, here's some of the things that you can do now with the change in the economic situation. In the Bible, when Joseph took over for Pharaoh to handle the famine and the years of plenty, right? He had a different strategy depending whether it was a famine or years of plenty. Well, right now we're saying that this thing is opened up. We're definitely coming out of the famine stage for most people. So here's what you can do now. Number one, maximize your income. There's money around. Maximize your income. Work extra hours. Work extra shifts. Ask your company for a raise. There's wage pressure on these companies. Assuming your performance deserves it. Now, that's an important thing to keep in mind. You can ask for a wage increase. The next thing you want to do is rebuild your storehouse.
Yes.
We talked about the resiliency that a storehouse provides. We're talking about, remember we said 3, 7, and 30 days worth of food and necessities. Now's the time to rebuild that. Here's the other thing. If inflation really does kick in, what you buy now is cheaper than you'd have to pay later. So start now. It's summertime. Sometimes prices on foodstuffs and those things can be lower, but rebuild your storehouse. Try to get to that 30-day target You don't have to swallow the elephant in one bite. We're not talking about doing this on one weekend, but be conscientious about it. The next thing and final thing we want to encourage people to do that are working is save a higher portion of your gross income through payroll deduction. Whether it's your 401k, whether you can do payroll deduction directly from your check and have it deposited in a savings account or some account separate from your regular checking account.
Yes.
We encourage people to do that. Incomes are going up. One of our strategies before we talked about a while ago was save one raise, spend one raise, right? So save a higher portion of your gross income right now. 1%, 2%, just make more. So that's the economic outlook we see that's coming for the foreseeable future. By that, I mean between now and the end of the year. It's going to be a good Christmas economically. You're going to hear some crazy numbers. So we encourage people to be smart, use this time to store up and be prepared for the future going forward.
Absolutely. Well, if you want to go back and look at any of our archives, you can go to moneysmartlife.org. Also, takecontroltuesday.com. Manta, as always, great information. Thank you.
Thank you.